get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is not with us today. We had some trying to get our schedules lined up, and so we ran out of episodes. So I'm doing a few episodes solo, and then he'll be back with us in a few days. So, and if you're watching on YouTube, apologies. We're just doing audio only for these few recordings without David, and we'll be back to our normal video recordings in a few days once David's with us. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to prevent companies from selling your email address, right? Email spam is at an all-time high ever since the pandemic. All spam, really. I don't know about you, but I've been getting so many spam phone calls and spam text messages, and it is just so obnoxious. So I don't have any, besides what we've talked about previously, I don't have any secret tips on getting spam text messages and calls to go away. But as far as emails go, there is a cool little hack. The problem is you have to, if you're already getting the spam, it might be hard to backtrack. But moving forward, you can prevent companies from selling your email address, right? So you can subscribe to email addresses with confidence. You can purchase things with confidence with this method, knowing that you have a way of figuring out who is selling your email address and then being able to shut it down as well. And I'm not talking about creating a new email account for every company that you subscribe to. That is nonsense. But basically what you do, if you're using Gmail or Google Suite, this may work with other ones too. I'm not sure if Outlook allows this or whatever, but Google email is by far the most popular. So whether you have a free Gmail account or you have a business domain that you're using Google email for, G Suite, then this will work. And so what you do is whatever your email is. So for example, me, it's tim@divvylive.com, right? Well, if I'm going to go and subscribe to an email list, right? Because I want to learn something or whatever, I could put Tim and then the plus sign, and then that company's name at divvylife.com, right? So Tim plus Divvy Space, which is David's company, at divvylife.com. And then what Gmail does automatically is any emails that get sent there just goes to me, the plus sign, and then whatever you put after it will automatically get routed to you, which is really, really cool. So then you know that if all of a sudden you're getting all these random emails to your name plus whatever that company's name is that you originally subscribed to at yourdomain.com, well, then you know who's the guilty party, because you only use that exact email for the company that you subscribe with. So, you know, your name plus company at yourdomain.com. Right? Or at gmail.com if you're using a free Gmail account. So then you know who the culprit is. You know who took your email and sold it or whatever. And so if you're getting all these emails to that address, right? And again, it still all goes to your main inbox. And if that does happen, well, not only can you call them out, but what you can also do is you can actually shut that down. And so there's a few different ways you can do that. The simplest way is to create a filter and just send it all to spam. And then I think you could probably also bulk unsubscribe from everything that's been on there. But chances are is once that's been sold, it's been sold. So the best thing you do is just create a filter in Gmail or G Suite. So any emails that come in at your name plus whatever that company email or that company is that you subscribe to, then it'll automatically get sent straight to spam, right? You don't even have to see it. And so that is how you not only figure out what companies are selling your email address, but also a way to get around ever having to see those emails again. And without having to create an entire new email account too. I hear that so often where people will say, I created a new email. The other one was getting so much spam. So with this method, you don't have to worry about it. But again, you kind of have to start doing this in order for it to take effect. You can't do it retroactively. So that is it for this episode. Just a quick little tip for you. Tomorrow's episode, we're going to be talking about the best ways to migrate a WordPress website. So I got a couple of my favorite tools on here. And again, we'll have David back with us in a few days. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.